Dead End Hip Hop, DE365. You know what it is. It's your boy, FIFO 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Ends. And today, we got somebody we've never put on the chamber.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Chief Keef and Mike Will made it. Dirty Nachos. Ken, you said you wanted to do, you know, stuff that recently came out. These are two big names in hip hop. So, and you know, Chief Keef has been kind of dormant for a little bit. So I was like, you know, what better time than now to review a Chief Keef project? So you know how we start these things, man. We start with the grades. So the features, we had a couple of big names on here. We had 2 Chainz, Sexy Red, and Ball Out. I don't know who the hell Ball Out is. But how did you feel about them?
B? Because I like 2 Chainz. I like Sexy Red on here, bro.
Sexy, bro, I felt the same way. I was listening to this shit. I said, who is that? And I looked at my watch. I said, that's Sexy Red. I'll fuck with her on this one.
Yeah, she was at home, bro.
That's
right up her alley.
Yeah, I fuck with her on this one. I'm with you. I'm a downgrade just a little bit. I'm gonna say C plus, because I didn't, you know what? No, fuck it. I'm gonna stick with a B. I didn't like Ball Out. I didn't. But 2 Chainz and Sexy Red did their thing. So guess what? I'm gonna give it a B. I'm with you, Ken. How did you feel about the production?
It's interesting because this is almost like an old sound.
Yeah,
it's not like we've kind of moved on, right? I know it's Mike Will, but it still sounds good. I don't know how many people are doing this trappy type sound still in modern day hip hop 2024. Mm-hmm. But I did like the production, though. It did not like
okay.
So I did enjoy the production. So I'm at like a B plus.
Really? So the production for me was at a C. Because I didn't feel like it was nothing special. Not saying it don't hit, you know, Mike Will made it, like he got joints that knock, but it wasn't special. Like it felt like I could, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it didn't feel like he cooked these up specifically for this project. It just felt like almost throwaways to me, Ken. Like the production didn't do it for me like that. It didn't. What about the rap and singing? Oh shit.
Man. This is why I like Mike Will on this. Cause he helped alleviate a lot of this. Chief Keef tried, bro. He tried, and what I liked is that he tried different sounds, he tried different flows.
He did. He
put in the effort.
He did.
You know, but there have been tests that I've tried and failed. I'm going to be. D plus.
I'm at a D. I'll give him an A for effort because I don't disagree with you, Ken. It's been a while. Like I said, Chief Keef has been dormant for a minute. So we haven't really heard him out there like that. However, he definitely tried a lot of different things, and I got to give him an A for effort. But it was a struggle getting through this. This joint is 18 songs, 56 minutes, Ken, and that felt every fucking second of it. Because there weren't any joints, Ken, that I was like, oh, hell yeah, that's hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks, but it's like those first couple of hits, he's still living off of that, Ken. He's still living off of Sosa. He's still living off of the other joint with Kanye. Like, and I'm not saying recreate that, but it's like, this ain't hard. This is not hard. And when I think of Chief Keef, I want some hard shit. You know what I'm saying? I want some street gutter hard shit. And this ain't it. It's a D for me. What about the overall?
Overall C minus. I can listen to it, man. I fully know what to expect with Chief Keef. But yeah, Yeah, it wasn't as awful as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some pretty bad songs on here that could knock it down a peg. But
yeah. I think I'm giving this a D plus.
Okay.
It's a D plus because I definitely feel that the effort was there on Chief Keef's part. I feel like Mike Will made it. Some of these beats definitely hit, but like you said, it sounds like early 2000s trap. Damn, I know I just said this in the last review about Eric Bellinger, but it's just nothing special about this. Could this be background music and me not complain too much for about three or four tracks? And I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? But there's just nothing special here for me, Ken. It was a struggle to get through, and I didn't take nothing away outside of 2 Chainz and Sexy Red.
I agree.
Those were the two highlights of this entire project.
They definitely are. There's a nostalgia here that I like. Trapaholics.
I give you that. This is a mixtape. Like, yes, that gave me something. I will agree there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean that, but you know, that's it because it's like drama made its return. You know, in that whole space that once was. But I agree. Like, I think the album wears its welcome out fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think you can get the gist of whatever it is to get from here, you know, and really honestly one listen. Like, I listened to it a few more times, you know, and it wasn't that difficult to get through because of the beats, but I think the third time I listened to it, I was like, all right, man, I think we good. It's like right around Girl Woo. It's just like,
bro, I don't fuck that happened. Before that, Promenade, that shit was horrible. Beware of Dogs is horrible. Girl Woo is horrible.
Mm.
It's just bad. That's the easiest way I could put it. That is just, here's the thing, Ken, like the intro when he was talking about, you know, why it's called Dirty Nachos, I fucked with that. Even the album cover, it's a little weird, but I get it. I like the concept, but that shit didn't fit what he described at the beginning with the intro. That's not the whole project. So to me, there was just a disconnect just overall. And I listened to this and it was so tough to get through, Ken. This is not good.
Yeah, you're right. It definitely falls off pretty bad at Promenade.
Promenade, bro. What is that?
That charged up beat. I like that though. But yeah, golly, yeah. I probably gave this too high of a grade.
I'm like, okay. I'll be the bad reviewer. This go around.
Quinn's not bad. The beat, I like the beat. But anyway, yeah. I mean, it's what do you expect, bro?
I expected a little bit more. I'll tell you exactly what. I expected some harder street shit. I didn't expect the sing-songy auto-tune shit as much as we got it. Are you going to give me a couple of that? Yeah, it's the wave. I understand it. That's what niggas do now. Cool. But as much as we got it in the sing-songy shit, like the Promenade shit, like, nah, bro, like, no, that's not what I want from Chief Keef. Like, nigga, talk about moving bricks, talk about the street, talk about Oblock, talk about Chicago, nigga. Like, what is we talking? Like, this? Yeah. You got Mike Will made it to do this? Nah, bro. I'm cool on this one, Ken. I'm cool. Hey, this batch is a bad batch.
Mm.
This is a bad batch. Because look, tomorrow we back and it ain't going to be nice. You thought this was bad? I already know how Ken feel about the next one. And it's not because he told me. It's just because we've been doing this shit for a long time. But we'll be back tomorrow. We out. Yeet.